Today's episode will be short and sweet. I want to talk about the upcoming fundraising course and event that's going to be occurring next August 18th and 19th. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business. And I've been talking for over a year and been working over a year on a fundraising course that's designed for the small investor in the self-storage space, and I'm launching it with a live event April 18th and 19th from about 10:30 a.m. till 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, both Friday and Saturday. And we'll talk a little bit about that today. But I also really want to talk about my story, my journey into the self-storage business. And I assume everyone knows that story, but that's a big presumption on my part. But when I first got into the self-storage business, I had no money, and I was unable to get a loan by myself big enough to do a self-storage deal. But I really wanted to be in the self-storage business. I was a commercial broker, and I had a good lifestyle. I was making a lot of money. Problem was, I spent a lot of money to live that kind of lifestyle that I had. Required a lot of capital coming in, and I was a broker, and like many real estate people, I was living literally from deal to deal sometimes. And I was primarily in the office business. I would manage office buildings. I had a group of investors. I would find office buildings, sell it to them, design a plan to increase its value. I had a management company that managed the office space, and we would basically reposition these office buildings and then ultimately sell them. And I kind of had that as a cycle where I was getting commission income, sales income on the purchase and the sale, and I was getting management fees and renewal. So there was a lot of fees being made. And I liked the office business. But when I got my CCIM designation, that opened up a whole bigger world to me. All of a sudden, more institutional players would start using me for commercial services. And one of the very first calls I got was from a self-storage REIT. And this was the acquisition director of a self-storage REIT. I started helping this person find self-storage. And in my little world, self-storage seemed like a really silly, kind of infantile kind of business, especially compared to the stuff I was doing in my coat and tie and my real fancy financial analysis software and my management company, my leasing company, my brokerage company. So, but I lived from deal to deal. I went out and started finding self-storage projects for this acquisition director for a REIT. Sure didn't take me long to really see what self-storage was. Self-storage is a industrial building for all practical purposes, generating apartment type rents. The amount of capital that goes into a self-storage facility is very minute. What little bit is very predictable. You know when it's going to come. And the rents were great. And I saw that these guys were able to really project with a lot of accuracy what their cash flow was going to be. And I fell in love with self-storage. I just had one problem. I didn't have a lot of money, and I didn't have the wherewithal to go get a $3-4 million loan at the time. So I had to figure out how to get in the self-storage business, because I knew I didn't want to be in the office business. I loved managing and leasing them, but I knew the amount of capital it took to keep that cash flow going was not something I wanted to pony up and get in place. I also didn't like apartments. I've been involved in some apartments and some single family investments. I just didn't like evicting people, to be quite frank. But man, I fell in love with self-storage, and I had a skill. My skill was I could find the deals. I could analyze the deals. I saw how the REITs did it. I knew what REITs were looking for. I knew that if I could find deals that REITs would buy, that investors with money would be interested in knowing what I could do for them, because self-storage is such a phenomenal asset class. Nobody knew about it back in the 90s. I just had a problem. Couldn't get a loan, didn't have any money. So I had to figure out how to do it. And I made about every mistake you can make, fundraising. But I did it. And after I had put a few deals together, I really started researching and studying it. There were no classes on fundraising. There were no chat groups on fundraising. Basically, you had to get an attorney. But I really wanted to learn this whole, just like I was learning the world of self-storage, I wanted to learn the world of raising money and what are my options and the best ways to do it. And I kind of carved out a niche for myself. And I really thought my niche was the niche that all small investors should use. I thought that the type of investor I was bringing to the table should be the type of investor anyone getting in the self-storage space on the level I am should be bringing to the table. Boy, was I wrong. And I finally figured that out. Everyone has their own ideal customer. Everyone has their own ideal investor. It's a function of your background, your sphere of influence, your knowledge base, and your strengths and weaknesses. And I really learned that just like your corner of the storage, you know, world you're going to carve out for yourself, your corner of the fundraising world can be just as unique and really tailored to what your strengths and weaknesses are. So I started looking around for courses, couldn't find any that really were a match for the people that I work with and coach and support. So I created my own. It's taken me over a year to do. It's a big topic, and it's can be a boring topic, can be a really dry topic. We're going to have to talk about security laws, you know, Reg D and Reg A syndications, stuff that's not that exciting unless you're a storage nerd like me. But to kind of condense it down, not that you become, if you take this course, not that you become an expert, but that you have a solid knowledge base so you know which direction to go and what type of team to put together that does have the knowledge base you need to be an effective fundraiser. And that's what this course is about. If you want to use other people's money in 2023, 2024, and you're a small investor in a self-storage space, I highly suggest you consider taking this course. Now, I've been working on this course for a long time, writing it, rewriting it, throwing a lot of stuff out, really condensing it down to what I think is important. And I had a lot of ways I could launch it. Most of my courses I just launch. Here's the course. On this one, I want to have it my launch as a live event. That's what the August 18th and the August 19th course event is all about. I'm launching this course. And after this event, it's going to be just like a regular course you buy and take at your own speed with the videos, the workbook, and the handouts. On the launch, we're doing it live. It'll be interactive. You'll be communicating with not just me, but other specialists. You'll be communicating with other people, and much like we did in the boot camps. But if you're going to be raising money in the self-storage space, especially today, preferred returns have gone down, interest rates have gone up, cap rates have gone up. What does a deal look like in today's world? That's what we're going to talk about in this course and lay out the different types of deal structures you can offer, you know, whether you should be in a syndication or a joint venture, you know, what are the different kind of options and ways you can go out into the world, partner with other people, and get in or grow your self-storage business. That's what this course is about. I invite you to consider it if you're going to be raising money in the next 12 months to 14 months. The course will be $800 when I release it as a course. The event will be $600. So you'll have a live event where you can interact with me as we go through the material and interact with the other participants, and it'll be at a $200 discount. There is a link in the comments section. If you're watching this on YouTube, there'll be a link in the comments section with more information about it. You can schedule a call with me to see if it's what you need at this time, or you can just go on and register. Or if you're watching this on the blog and training section of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, in the translation of this video, there will be a link to find out more information, schedule a call, and or register. So thank you very much for considering this, and I look forward to being with you next week when we're going to talk about distressed self-storage yet once again. I will see you then.